my starring role.
well, there you go. And what about technically wise? I mean, you know, there's the nightmares going on at the back very often, isn't there, with the tech stuff that these guys are blissfully unaware of.
Yeah, I mean, in past shows, we've had, like, changes, so I've had to, like, get a mic from one actor to another. And sometimes we've got a little while to do that, like, over an interval, but sometimes we've got about 5 minutes in a scene. But this year, it wasn't too bad, apart from, of course, we have, like, people cast throughout the years. Everyone's got a mic at some point. Of all the year groups, though, I think, I can't remember who it was, but one of us here, I, like, broke a mic on, like, the first rehearsal on the Monday.
Yoinks.
Oh, that was in the technical rehearsal.
Yeah. Oh, right. Now, we haven't got anybody representing them here, but, of course, the orchestra were fantastic. Yes.
Awesome.
And brilliant. I have to say, there is one song that I didn't really expect to hear being played at the school play, if I'm perfectly honest. I never thought I was going to hear Centrefold.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I'm going to leave it up to your imaginations to work out what on earth this song was doing in Back to the 80s. She was there from Back to the 80s, and I've got the cast and crew of Sackville School in the studio live with me this afternoon. Now, Centrefold. Very.
What number song?
I know. Now, we must explain. This was a part where Mr. Cocker, was
yes,
it? Yes. Discovered that Miss Branigan had previously had another life and had appeared. I think she got a swimming costume on, though, hadn't she, Miss Branigan?
Well, half a swimsuit.
Half a swimsuit, you see. And honestly, I mean, if you didn't see the show, you would wonder what that. But it worked brilliantly. The only bit that I got a bit uncomfortable about, if I have to be honest, Miss Warren, was when Corey was having a chat with Miss Branigan, and I felt this is not going to a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did seem a little bit dodgy.
Why are we singing this duet together, Ethan?
It was a bit odd because the pre-scene is after. Apparently, the teacher was at the party as well, so it was kind of like, "Oh, what are you doing here? Oh, hi!" And it was all a bit odd until we started singing. But yeah, trust me.
I think the first time we read it, when we were first reading that scene, we thought, because we do we do edit parts of the script if we don't think they're appropriate. And I think it wasn't until it got to the song. I think the whole purpose of it was that they were both meant to be singing Total Eclipse of the Heart, and Corey would be for Tiffany and Miss Branigan would be for Mr. Cocker.
Yes.
But they obviously in the script had to get them there somehow together to sing the song.
Yes.
So they put that scene in, but we did think,
it was a bit odd.
Why is the teacher at a party?
Yeah, I got a touch nervous as an adult. I have to be honest. But it went in the right direction. I tell you what, the other film, guys, that this reminds me about is Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore. And, yeah, you see, you all give me blank looks. Now, you go home and download Never Been Kissed. And you will see where I'm coming from, because it's actually about a student. I won't give the game away, but it's about a student who was never popular when she was at school, and she goes back to school as an adult pretending to be a student.
Right.
Okay, and so she's looking at the whole student ethos with different eyes and how it works. And there's a lovely scene in it where she says, everyone's still banging their own drum. You've still got the ones who, you've still got the popular girl, you've still got the popular boy, you've still got
the
one.
You've got the nerds, you've got the jocks, you've got the little cliques that you get in school.
Exactly, yeah. You've got all that, and it doesn't matter when you're at school, they are still there, and they're always there. So yeah, my tip, watch Never Been Kissed starring Drew Barrymore. Drew was she played the little girl in E.T. for the
then she grew up.
But yeah, I like the film. I think it's got this really good message in it. So, are you all in a drama club at school, or you just
came together
for this?
Hours of drama.
Yeah. Or did you just come together for this? But is there an actual drama club?
We have a drama club, but we have a Key Stage 3 drama club. Uh-huh. So not everyone with us today, but majority or has been before. We study performing arts or theatre.
Now, for those of us like me that I come from the dark ages, is Key Stage 3 a particular age group?
Key Stage 3 is year 7 and 8.
Right.
And then we have Key Stage 4, which is year 9 to 11. And I hope I'm getting this right. And Key Stage 5, which is 12 and 13, so which is A-level.
And then 14.
And 14, sorry, Tia, right. And 14.
I was going to say, what's the general age in here?
17 to 18.
17 to 18.
Yeah. Oh, and 19. We've got a
19-year-old. Oh. That's why she played Miss Branigan, then.
But the thing is, Ethan, Gino and Noah, we all do performing arts and drama together anyway.
We
like
spend
actually
so
as A-level courses.
Together,
so not
ridiculous.
Only are we together for like 2 hours a day, more than that, we then had rehearsals on top, so I basically lived with them for a couple of months. So it was crazy.
It was intense.
So is drama or techie work or backstage crew, is this anything that you're sort of thinking about for your futures?
Yeah.
Or has this sort of most of us. Yeah. Yeah,
kind of thinking about it.
Yeah, we've got the techie guy going. No, I'm going to be an accountant. Over here.
I've worked out where the money is.
I'm going to explain myself now. I grew up doing GCSE drama from year 9 to 11. So obviously, doing school shows is a way to like build on my knowledge of drama. Even after year 11, when it ended, I started doing the school shows again in sick form because it was just something that I was used to. So it's kind of like something I already knew, and I just thought, well, I just want to help out again while I can.
Yeah. Yeah, well, these are all wonderful skills to have, and they're all wonderful things to be doing, because as you move forward in life, everything you learn, and I'm sure Miss Warren back now, everything you learn at every stage, funny enough, pops up in the future, and you go, oh yeah, I've done that before. And you know, it's a and this team that you've got, it's just you're buzzing. Yeah. Do you all miss it?
Yeah, definitely.
But one thing that the show is really great at is because we have people from year 7 ranging all the way to year 13. Mm.